This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I'm still a pickle, think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was sending it for someone else.
Welcome into Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. like always. Like I said, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Overtime is live. Ticket debacle, obviously, to get to some Danny White fundraising news, as well as he starts, I believe it's the All In or My All campaign. Something about all, something about my all. I believe I'm close on that. Got to talk about that, give some credit where credit is due, but also if you're giving credit where credit is due, you're also going to have to take the insults that come with it. So little talk about that. Obviously talk about the upcoming series with the LSU Tigers this weekend. If you missed it, it's like we open the show every day with the same thing, mm-hmm. but if you missed it, go back and listen to The Drive as another fantastic interview today. Not only did they have Chris Burke of D1 Baseball on today, but they also had T-Bob on, the guy who's been trying to stir the pot, the guy who calls himself a heel.
I didn't actually know that. Yes. I've been busy today.
Oh, yes, yes. It was a very good interview. Pleasantly surprised.
Did he keep it cool?
Yeah, I mean.
Did he bring up chlamydia?
No, he did not bring up chlamydia.
Good.
I think he knows FCC guidelines. Okay. He does a radio show down there. Kind of like a Kevin Durant type character, where as soon as he came on and started talking, I liked him a little bit more, because you could obviously tell. I mean, that's what he does. He's a radio
right.
host trying to stir the pot, former football player, and all of that jazz.
Sure.
But at the same time, I looked him up. He's like a 4-star. I was going to roast him, see if he was like a 2-star prospect.
Oh, he was actually good.
He was decent.
Bummer.
He was the reason we lost to them in 2010.
He's the reason?
He got the snap off that had the extra men on field. He was the center during that game. So technically not the reason, but
gotcha.
Also technically the reason. It made me like him a little bit more.
No,
but definitely,
that makes me like him less.
The interview.
I'll have to go back and listen.
It was entertaining nonetheless, but obviously friendly banter, friendly trash talk. One of the most annoying laughs in all of college sports comes from that T-Bob man, though. Still, respect where respect is due. He says he likes the heels, which is weird to admit you have a foot fetish on air, but he says he loves heels from wrestling and that he likes being that guy to stir the pot, and that's exactly what he's doing. But he also, in his bio, says he loves fantasy, so that's also what he's participating in. But nonetheless, stuff to get to today about the baseballs, but also a lot to get to throughout the world of all sports. I got a couple segments teed up today, but before we get to any of that, Tucker, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. A little discouraged. I was unable to secure a ticket to the game tonight, or not tonight, but this weekend.
Don't worry, brother. You're not alone.
I wasn't, yeah. It made me feel a little better when I realized nobody did. So, but it angered me.
Anybody at our income level was not lucky enough to secure a ticket.
No, I'll find a way. I'll get in that building somehow. I'll be there. But But yeah, a little bummed about that. But other than that, it's been a pretty decent day. Pretty easygoing day.
Glad to hear it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of storms. I like storms, you know, stuff like that. So it's been...
Yeah, I think you just like... Is it Halle Berry who plays Storm?
Storm in the Fantastic Four.
Am I mistaken on the character? I know that's the character name. I believe I'm right on
it. I think it's X... Or is it X-Men?
I think it's X-Men.
Okay, it's X-Men.
But I believe it's Halle Berry. That's the first Storm that pops up to mind. When anybody ever says
I'm thinking
I love
of
storms.
An invisible girl in Fantastic Four, but I don't know who plays her. Another one as a child.
Martha Stewart.
No.
Oh.
Close though. Very similar. But it's been a stormy day. I kind of chilled on the couch, watched TV. Thunder was rumbling outside. Kind of nice day. You know, not a nice day to go out and do something, but I had a nice day.
A pleasant day to sit on the front porch.
Pretty solid. Deal. Yeah, pretty good
nice
day for
rocking
that.
Chair day.
Yeah. How was your day?
It was pretty solid, man. Like usual, AC still out in the car, yet to get that fixed because I'm just very lazy
and
a procrastinator. And that's the worst part. When it rains, my car is just a crock pot. It just steams and steams and steams. Which makes
you got
me,
a sauna. You have a rolling sauna. That's,
yeah,
people
yeah.
would pay for that.
I got
that's kind of cool.
I got a good. Oh, I would be like a 5-star Uber. If
just resell your car as like it's also got a sauna built in.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could get a couple extra grand for it.
Exactly. Put some hot rocks on the sunroof.
That'd be good. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
A towel warmer in the glove box instead of anything important.
Yes, exactly.
That'd be good.
Exactly. I did have a piece of candy melt today that I didn't realize
no.
I left in my car last night.
Oh, where was it?
It was just sitting in the seat, so it looks like someone pooped. It looks like someone
was
pooped
it
in my
it
seat.
It wasn't an M&M, because M&Ms won't melt.
No.
They have
it
a hard
was,
candy
it
shell.
It was just a chocolate bar that was half eaten.
I
made a
Come
mistake
on,
last
Will.
Night. I went pick somebody.
No, mistakes were made.
Yes, mistakes were made. I went and picked somebody up from work last night. They work at a grocery store that will not be named because I don't feel like doxing my uncle. But works at a grocery store, comes out, and usually he'll bring me like a soda or something. I live with a bunch of people with mental illnesses, so they can't drive, so I pick them up. And then normally they'll come out with, they always get a soda or something, and they'll get me one too. And it's a very nice thing.
It's a good transaction.
That night they brought me a chocolate bar. I don't know what the deal was. But
what kind of chocolate bar are we
just
talking?
Just a plain Hershey's chocolate bar. They gave me the choice between a Snickers
or a that's
a plain,
lot of chocolate also.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there was no like peanuts or anything inside of it to
just
make
a plain Hershey's
straight
chocolate
up
bar.
Chocolate.
And so I ate half of it on the way home.
That's
and
a lot
then,
of chocolate.
Yeah,
like,
it was
very, very good of you to, you know, save some for later.
That was my plan.
That wasn't a mistake.
No,
good job.
No. I paced myself, ate about half of it on my way home. And then as I was getting out of my car, I was gathering my things. And again, I don't have AC. So in a hybrid, your car goes silent. And usually the one thing I can hear is my AC, my fan rolling.
Right.
Because I'll unplug my phone and no music is playing. So now that I'm pulling in and I have no AC on, my car is silent. And so every now and then I forget to turn my car off. And I did that last night where I forget to turn my car off. So I was moving some things around and I went back in to turn my car off and put my chocolate bar in the seat and forgot to pick it back up.
Ooh.
Went back outside at around 3
You're
p.m.
Just like
today.
Me.
Yeah,
You're just like me.
Went back outside around 3 p.m. today. And it looked like someone had just taken a large dump into my passenger
it's
seat.
It's like that episode of The Office where someone leaves a mess in Michael's office.
Yes, except for there was no joints in the parking lot.
No. So things were, you know, a little bit better on your end, but that's tough.
I still ate it. It was good.
You still ate it?
No,
I was about to say, no, you can't retrieve it once it's like that. You know, that's the one perk. That's why I like winter. You know how many chocolate bars I've left in my car in winter? All of them.
Oh,
I don't
all
care.
The time. You know how many water bottles?
You get back in and it's frozen.
You know how many water bottles I've left in my car just
all
knowing I have
them.
A second water?
Yeah.
Now, the dangerous game you play, though, is accidentally leaving a soda in your car thinking, oh, it'll be cold.
And
it explodes.
Yeah, that's
had,
a bummer.
I had
a 12-pack. I had a 12-pack in my back seat one time, and I was supposed to pick it up on the way home just to restock the house. Mom had me pick. I was in high school. Like, I had, you know, got my license and was made to run errands.
Yeah.
But I forgot to bring
classic Granger County type deal. Your mom makes you go pick up 12 packs and for the boys.
That's right, yeah. And so I left. It was sodas. I believe it was Dr. Pepper. My mom had a big thing about Dr. Pepper
Love
back
Dr.
in the day.
Pepper.
And it was a 12-pack of those in the back seat of my, I believe it was a Honda Civic.
23 flavors.
And they exploded. Only like
all 23 flavors exploded?
I mean, there was so many flavors all over the car. The car was flavorful, I'm telling you. But no, like half of the, so like six Dr. Peppers exploded in my back. So it was a good time.
That does sound like a good time.
Yeah. But then I got to do the whole like, well, Mom, you told me to go get them.
It's on
like,
you. Go clean it up, Mom.
Yeah, this is your fault. I was, you know, yeah, that was definitely me raised in Granger County. Yeah, I'll yell at my mom. Yeah. Think how that goes.
I'm sorry. You lost me at the point of the story where you said you didn't have a horse and buggy in Granger County. And
no, we had one.
You just didn't use it often? That wasn't your Dr. Pepper car?
I mean, yeah, I had to go like 3 miles, you know, the horses.
Good point. Good point.
For around the house.
It's a good point by you. It's a good point by you. But still a good day, nonetheless. I do agree with you in terms of winter is better. I'm a big winter guy. Better sports. I mean, I'm
I feel like you can dress better in winter
because
you can pull off layers.
Well, and
you know,
as a skinny guy as myself, I'm a very skinny guy.
Right.
And when I wear shorts and a t-shirt, extremely obvious. You can see just my limbs and very, very thin.
You can see my limbs.
Like, that's just how it goes. In the wintertime, I can throw a hoodie, a flannel on, and a pair of pants, and you can't tell
you can
I'm
be in like
130
19
or 160.
Yeah.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, I find myself in that 30-pound frame.
Yeah. I'm a big winter guy. You never sweat in the winter?
No.
If you do sweat, you're not really worried about it because
I mean,
it's cold outside.
You dehydrate yourself and you won't sweat, period.
True. We did. I remember one year we were at the tomato festival in Granger County, my brother and I, and he walks up to me. It's like 98 degrees outside, and he's like, dude, I think I've just like, I'm super hydrated because like, I'm not even sweating at all. And I was like, dude, we got to get you out of here.
The complete opposite of what you want.
What are you doing? And yeah, he was ridiculously, he was near death. So, guys, if you stop sweating, please drink water.
Yes, that's the first sign of heat stroke, being able to cool yourself off.
Find a cool spot.
But were you able to get tickets today? I think mentioned.
No, I'm going to, they said they were going to do $15 standing room only. So I'm thinking about just camping out as early as possible.
What time's early?
I don't know. I don't want to give away. I don't know how early other people are going to show up. I feel like people are going to actually camp out. I feel like people are going to go way harder than I got to go to work, you know? Mm-hmm. But I can get off early. But I don't know. I'd probably be there at, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you're late.
Yeah, definitely late.
I don't think you're getting standing room only.
No. I'm hoping I've spoke to some people in the back channels. I'm hoping maybe some sort of miracle can be pulled off.
I just don't understand what happened.
Did the big money
people start caring, and that's why they finally got
here's the thing.
Long it hasn't been that priority type
right.
thing.
Yeah,
and I know that's the way the game works. Even if it's stupid, that's the way that it's played. I understand that. I'm not an idiot on that level. A lot of people are tweeting, thinking they're smarter than everybody by going, "Oh, why is everyone shocked that the donors got the tickets?" No. No one's shocked that they got the tickets.
It just kind of
sucks.
They're
just shocked that they decided to do it right now for baseball when all season long we've had huge matchups. Vanderbilt came here. LSU came here once. Arkansas came here. And never was there any – the regional was here. And never was there any issue with this. And now that it's the super regional, the biggest game of the season – but it's never been the issue where you have to call in like it's a 1980s app.
Yeah, they changed the format.
Like I was pretending like I was in the 1980s trying to get tickets to an ABBA concert. I just want to go to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why they went away from the internet method. That's a great way to make sure everybody gets one. You can open it's more open channels all at once.
And
it's
understand that also opens the door, like you saying, everyone can get one. It opens the door for scalpers. But I would argue that scalpers are a little bit less worse than people who are going to sit on their hands and knees the whole entire game.
Yeah, and also one thing I'm seeing said, and I've not seen like a source or anything on this, but just like a possibility that I've heard is that like donors and season ticket holders were allowed to buy 8 tickets apiece. And so say you want to take the family, right? And you're already a season ticket holder donor. Let's go with donor. Donor implies that you have a bit of, you know, money to throw away. So you, your wife, and your 2 kids want to go to the game. That's 4 people. But you could buy 8 and sell those other 4 for $150 a pop. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much season tickets cost?
No,
for this season, how much a season ticket would have cost to do this year? I think it was $175. So you could buy season tickets for next year from buying more tickets than what you need because they're available to you and then selling them, and then you get season tickets next year.
Yeah, according to
That's one thing I've seen thrown around. I don't know how true that is and how many people are actually doing that. It just seems like something that is possible.
According to Ben McKee on Twitter, the context from Tennessee's baseball ticket sales this morning, there were only about 500 tickets on sale.
Okay, so it's zero. That's none.
Priority went to season ticket holders and donors and the opponent, family of players, etc. Also providing 300 free tickets for students. This might be a controversial take because I am of student age, so I feel like I can relate to this population and kind of understand what's going on. Would love students to get in. every student that's on campus, if you want to go to a baseball game, like I know a couple of guys who've played baseball at Farragut High School and now are huge baseball fans that they go now that they go to Tennessee, and it's good. Like, that's great. If you want to go, go. I love that they're getting free tickets. Is it not a little different, though, when this sport's being played during summer vacation versus a basketball game or a football game that's being played during school?
I don't think so, no.
I feel, is there not more kids moved out that are
I mean, they're still paying. They pay tuition. They're still going. Sure. They're still a student.
I'm not saying make the kids pay. I'm not saying don't give them any free tickets. But A, 300 seems steep. But I also feel like, I don't know.
Nah, 300 is not that low when it comes to, especially for something like this. You want the students. The students are going to be the wildest ones there.
For sure. But that,
so you want as many of them there as you can.
100%. But I don't think they're going to take any away from the donors. So it was a little frustrating when they also give a ton to students. It really does screw the quote-unquote middle class of fan.
I think if yeah, it really stinks because the people who would have went at normal price but now can't because it's inflated to, I've seen them priced as high as like $500.
Or hell, like Don was the guy who called and was having struggles with just getting it on ESPN because it was on ESPN3. I don't want to speak for Don, but people of that technologically unadvanced type person, it's a really hard thing if you can't just call and get the ticket like it said it was going to be able to. Now you're going and searching for tickets everywhere, and it's a very challenging thing. Like, I'm not good at ticket websites, and I'm pretty inclined technologically.
Yeah, I wish they would not have made it just as hard. It's a whole lot harder to call in and get anything than it is to go on a website and just try to be the quickest.
But now that you,
if you had to call in and get an Xbox right now, you know how many people would have Xboxes? Nobody. Like, it's the same, and the websites aren't even working for that. And I mean, I think we would have crashed a website, but at least the website gives you somewhat of a chance, you know.
And
especially when people said they called at 8 o'clock, and it always was a busy tone. Constantly, nobody ever got through. I've not heard of one person who got through and purchased a ticket today.
Yeah, I haven't met a single person. I think Russ mentioned another drive that he might have known one or two people that got through, but Russ is a rich dude. I'm assuming he knows some pretty rich guys, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, he's in the know.
Russ is the money maker here.
He chops it up with Tony V. I mean, hey, let's not pretend like Russ isn't that guy.
No, he's swinging weight.
He is, yeah. I mean, and that's just not me and you.
No, it
is not.
That's
okay, though.
But
I'm going to find a way to get there.
I hope you do. If not, there will probably, hopefully, be a voluntary reaction after one of the games this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to try my best to do a watch party if anybody from the Fandom Radio family
if I can't
like
get in on Saturday night, I'll be here.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch the game no matter what happens. But
right.
I would much rather watch it with some people I enjoy their presence than watching it by myself.
For sure. I would like if the university would do something on campus or like right there near the stadium, put up a giant, you know, sheet or, you know, those big inflatable backers for a projector.
Put it on the Jumbotron in Neyland.
Put it on the Jumbotron in Neyland. Allow just free, open the gates to Neyland and let people come in and watch together. That would be electric. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you would hear Neyland from the baseball game. It'd be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool. But
and I think it would be pretty easily done. I mean, all you would have to do, three things. Say it's happening, open the gates, turn on the Jumbotron on the game. That's the three things you would have to do. I mean, sure, maybe have some security.
Maybe not even open the gates. The gates are usually open.
That's fair. People find a way in.
Exactly.
If you just said, hey, guys, we won't arrest anyone. If you can get inside Neyland.
They just did Top Golf there.
They had a snowball fight there back when I was in high school. An unsanctioned snowball fight.
Top Golf was sanctioned for like a whole weekend.
Top Golf was sanctioned. The snowball fight, not, but it was very,
very
cool.
Electric.
There was like 60 people out there throwing snowballs at each other.
We did that a couple of times at the Farragut Field.
It was pretty cool.
Pick up football a lot. But speaking of fans, speaking of the environment, of the tennis, not the environment as a whole, that's going downhill, but the environment of the Tennessee atmosphere. Yeah. Did you see what Evan Russell had to say today? Probably
I did.
One of the best quotes.
I love the quotes coming out of this team. All year I've loved everything that this team has been about has been perfect for this fan base and this team.
For sure. And speaking of the fan base, Evan Russell mentions them in this quote, "We're not afraid to be the villains." Put that on a t-shirt. Just the villains.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
I think I might
Billie Eilish.
I might be making an edit tonight.
Just go with like yeah. Put you need to hit the put the home run video. Slow it down as he hits the ball, and then put that Billie Eilish song over as he throws the bat in there.
As soon as it says
with a bunch of like hyper those moving cuts.
As soon as it says duh, it's just Gilbert sending the home run.
Crushed, and then it immediately cuts to him flipping the bat in the
air. And then Tony V sprinting the Tony V video.
I'm so glad we got that angle.
I was so I love the internet. Go viral.
I don't know.
That was posted 2 days ago.
That was posted.
That's the craziest thing of all of it. Like, yes, we
took a while to find it.
We found where he ran. It was an electric video. That wasn't even the craziest part. The craziest part, it was posted 2 days ago and only had 70 likes before we found it.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone who saw that in this area didn't immediately go, oh my God.
You deserve to be in prison if you didn't retweet that on your timeline last night.
That I saw it for the first time today. I retweeted it. It's beautiful.
It's art.
You can't even hear what he says, but it doesn't even matter.
No, it does not.
The fact that he just runs over and hangs on the net for a second, and he does just let out a "Let's go."
Maybe we have no idea what he said, but
I don't care.
I hope it was a "Let's go."
It was amazing.
But yeah, he said we're not afraid to be the villains. Not,
the LSU fans who are trash talking, saying we're gonna beat you. Either two things happen: you beat us, and then we take your coach, or we beat you, and then we take your coach. You're not. He's not leaving.
No, and it came out today. I don't know if you saw Kendall Rogers. I don't know what he works for. D1 Baseball. That's what I thought.
Yep.
He's the head guy there. Coaching scoop. Multiple sources have informed D1 Baseball that former Beavers baseball legendary coach Pat Casey has emerged as the leading candidate for the LSU baseball head coaching job. So it looks like LSU is going to lose twice this weekend.
Looks like you're not getting Tony V. No, looks like you're getting someone much older and worse at coaching baseball.
We're not getting chlamydia. You're not getting Tony V. Just let that be that.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. But the quote here, we're not afraid to be the villains. Our fans are not afraid to be the villains. It's time for Tennessee to step up and step into the fight. I mean, that's a t-shirt right there.
It is.
Just print the t-shirt. We're not afraid to be the villains. Our fans are not afraid to be the villains.
No, we're not.
That's facts.
It's just fantastic. Like, that's – we've always kind of had a we've been a-holes as a fan base for decades. I mean, I believe it's Grit. It's got the slogan going. I think I'm gonna try to make a T-shirt that just says Tony 316 because Bear called Tony V or this baseball team the Stone Cold Steve Austin of a baseball team, something along those lines.
I wouldn't be surprised. You remember the video that went viral over the weekend of the kid who caught a beer and shotgunned it off of his cleat?
That was incredible.
We got to get it. Someone's got to toss someone a beer this weekend.
Yeah, what level of baseball was that? And how did the ump not immediately throw him out? Like,
no,
that's
idea.
A little that
also,
one. Like, I get the whole.
Are those metal studs? Like, maybe I'm just stupid and cleats are pretty.
Yeah, metal,
sturdy
metal
as
cleats
is.
Are.
But would regular cleats be able to put a dent? Like I've put my thumb through a beer before, a Coke before, and like I don't know, like I don't think would a plastic cleat be able to do that?
A plastic cleat, maybe. I mean if it's shook up for sure, like it adds that little pressure on the can. You pop it.
It had to be metal studs. It went way too smoothly.
Yeah, baseball cleats are almost always metal.
Fair enough.
Like a lot of the times, maybe like our Vols aren't using metal cleats because
we
play on turf. Well, I didn't either. But they make them, and, like, they're pretty widely used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But
I'm trying to find this. There was one last quote I wanted to read before we got out of here.
Yeah, I liked his quote about other teams coming in and not showing us any respect and saying that we weren't any good, and now that, you know, they're not going to take no lip off of anybody is pretty much the attitude that they have.
Basically the Joey Votto quote from last night.
Exactly. Like, if they want to talk trash while we're down – Oh, you just wait till we're up. And guess what? We're up. We're up here. We're one of the best teams in the country left, and we're gonna let you know that we're giving it to you the entire time that we're dominating you. And I love it. I love it. It is a breath of fresh air to see a Tennessee athletics team. I don't even care what sport. Tennessee sports team out there playing their sport at a high level, competing in the highest level of their sport, and doing it while running their mouths on a professional level.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Evan Russell had this quote to say as well. Seeing a coach have that much pure passion for the game and his players, I really look up to that. I want to be a coach one day, and I definitely want to be that kind of coach, speaking on the reaction speaking on Tony Vitello's reactions to the games this past weekend. And on the comeback win against Wright State, Evan Russell said, a lot of guys on our team said they felt like we were going to win that the whole game. I, for one, did not feel that way.
Wow, okay.
Respect the honesty.
Okay,
there.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't lie. Well, we'll give him that. But maybe lie right there.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? We're on this bravado, cocky streak as a baseball team. Maybe just be like, yeah, never, never in doubt.
And here's one last tweet. This is from Trey Wallace, from a Tennessee spokesperson. The number of tickets that were put on sale this morning was around 500. I already said that earlier. Priority goes to season ticket holders, Tennessee Fund members, and 600 tickets to LSU, also providing 300 tickets to the students. So the middle-class fan base of Tennessee, the non-donors and the non-students,
only get 500 tickets.
Got 100 less tickets than the LSU fan base. If we don't have an impressive crowd this weekend, because we've been talking trash, and our crowd has backed it up. Every time we've said we have one of the best atmospheres for such a small stadium, we have backed it up time and time again. And credit to the ball players for giving us things to celebrate, but the fans have celebrated their asses off all season long. And if we have a quiet stadium this weekend because of this,
it's going to make Danny White look pretty rough.
It's going to be a bad start to Danny White's tenure here. You can't sugarcoat it. You can't do anything about it. And it's a bad look when you do all of this and the debacle goes down and then you open up a fundraiser today for football and Neyland renovations and things that people just flat out are not asking for right now.
No.
That's our 2 cents, though. But 2 cents is not enough to get a ticket. You're going to need around $595 is what I last saw. More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back in, Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Overtime is back here on the airwaves. And speaking of things that are back in business, I got a few things to talk about here. I was wondering what that sound was. I thought it was
a song. I really like
No, you're
this
good.
Song.
I thought that was in the song for a second. And I was like, I don't remember this
part. Oh, you think I hummed that well?
No, that's why I was so confused. I was like, why would they ruin a song with
Why would they put some idiot humming over the music?
Some stupid country kid just humming. He sounds short. Sounds like he smells bad.
Yeah, you can tell that all by a hum. That's true. That's a true thing about me. Anyways, what were you...
You hum like a short man.
You can tell. You can tell. What were you saying?
Things that are back, as there's just, I mean...
Back
things,
in the news?
Yeah, back in the news, things that come and go, obviously. Tampering is one of them, and there are two tampering stories out of the NBA today.
Tampering?
You know what tampering is.
I know what tampering is. Who's tampering?
Pat Riley.
Okay, Pat Riley. Wait, is Pat Riley still coaching?
He's the president of the Miami Heat.
He's the president now.
He's been
now.
The president for a while.
I didn't know he moved up to that level. Good for him.
He's been there Spoelstra's run, but fair enough. I was a Heat fan during that run.
I'm not saying I didn't mean to say I don't care. I just don't pay attention that closely.
No, you said you don't care. I understand.
I'm not a front office guy in the NBA.
No,
I couldn't tell you the president of the Warriors.
Pat Riley has been fined $25,000 by the NBA on Wednesday for violating the league's anti-tampering rule. Riley was fined for the comments he made during a June 4th radio interview regarding Los Angeles star LeBron James. He played for the Heat, obviously, from 2010 to 2014 before returning to the Cavs. The quote was, "If I would leave a key under the doormat if he would call me and let me know that he's coming," Riley said. "I would do that, but I doubt very much that key is rusted now." That was the quote.
He got fined $25,000 for that?
There's one more quote right here. LeBron, look. He's one of the greatest of all time, and for 4 years down here, if we want to go back and remember what those 4 years were like, it was 4 years in the finals, 4 years of excitement, 2 world championships. It was the best time for the Heat. So I wish him nothing but the best, and if he ever wanted to come back, I would put a new shiny key under the mat. He was fined $25,000 for those words.
I think that really just falls on, you can't ask a guy that, I'm sure he didn't just say that out of the blue. I feel like whoever was interviewing him asked him that question, and he answered it. I mean, I guess maybe in that point you have to just say, hey, no, I can't say anything because of tampering. But $25,000 to a guy like Pat Riley is nothing.
No. So, legendary guy. He's
made his money.
Yes, for sure.
It's like if I said something on the air, and then Nate was like, hey, I got to fine you for this. I need a nickel. And I'll exactly. be like, oh, okay, let me run out to my car real quick. I think I got one.
I think there's a Darren Revelle tweet earlier talking about, obviously, the giant kind of situation that's going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and we'll talk a little bit about that because there was some funny comments from Jordan Love today that I wanted to hit on a little bit. But fining Aaron Rodgers $93,000, which is what he's being fined, is the equivalent to the average Green Bay family being fined $267.
That's still a big old chunk of change, though.
Yeah, but $267.
Sure. Yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
Like, that's like a littering fine.
That's a littering fine?
I don't know. I've never littered.
God,
never,
I mean,
never once.
I've gotten one ticket, like a fine, in my entire life, and it was $30.
That ain't bad. What was the fine for? Can you say?
I didn't have my.
Is it an ongoing?
I killed a man. Yeah, I killed a man. I didn't have my seatbelt on when I was like 18 or something like that.
You didn't have your syllabus.
I didn't have my syllabus with me on day one of class, and they fined me $30. So you'll have that. You got to show up with your. Bring your syllabus.
It's college teachers, man.
Yeah. Just always. I didn't know they were part of the government. You know?
You went to a state university, idiot.
That's fair.
I didn't mean to dox you like that either, but no.
That's okay.
Miami Heat president was fined $25,000, but that's not the only NBA Eastern Conference president who was fined this past week, as Daryl Morey was fined.
Hold on, let me. I know that one.
He's not on the Rockets anymore. He was the dude who tweeted Hong Kong.
Okay.
He's on the 76ers now.
Oh, he's on the Sixers now. Yeah, okay, yeah. See, I didn't know that.
He was fined. Or the franchise and himself have been fined $75,000 each for violating the league's anti-tampering rule.
The team got fined $75,000,
and Daryl Morey got fined $75,000.
That's even smaller of a drop in the bucket to a team. That's like,
but that's $135,000 in fines total that the NBA
sure.
is making off of them. The fine is in response to a social media post Morey posted on June 3rd regarding Golden State Warrior Stephen Curry. This is why I brought this one up, because I feel like it hit a little bit closer to home.
Are they trying to get Curry?
All the tweet said, here's the tweet, it's just a picture of Steph Curry. It's off of Instagram, so it looks like I would find Daryl Morey just for not being able to know how to use Twitter, as he took a screenshot of Stephen Curry's Instagram post that was a picture of his brother, who plays in Philadelphia right now,
right.
with just the caption, Ayo at S.Curry, which is his brother's username. You killed it tonight, ? I don't know what that is about, where that comes from, what's the caption about, but it's just an Instagram post Stephen Curry made. Daryl Morey just screenshot it, simply tweeted out, just saying, join him. That was all.
Okay, so that one, there's a gray area here, you know? You know, some of these things aren't so cut and dry as they may seem, you know? On one hand, you could say that may be tampering.
On the other hand, he could just be talking about a family reunion.
Yeah, out to lunch with him. When was the last time you saw your brother?
He could just be inviting him to come watch him play because
the
Warriors
him.
Are not in the ticket.
Yeah,
in
come
the playoffs.
Join him. Come hang out in Philly. Wow. Yeah, that was expecting something much more
nope.
much more subtle.
Not even join them. Just join _EM.
Join them. Just join them. I mean, it's a bold... Right on the timeline, too.
And speaking of LeBron James and his time in Miami, obviously he wore the jersey number 6 while he was in Miami.
Right.
He is officially switching his jersey number to number 6 after this next season.
Does he think it was the number? I mean, that's when he won most of his titles.
No. Sources close to me say he just wants his jersey number to match the amount of finals he's lost.
That's tough. Okay. I thought he's lost more than that.
Nope, he's 3-6.
3-6?
I believe he's been to 10.
Okay.
So, but there's an asterisk next to it, and it worked for my joke. So continue.
There you go. I don't even.
No,
I
has,
had know where I was
it has
going.
Something to do with Space Jam. He's switching his jersey number, but I did find
okay.
it, did see a very funny tweet. I can't remember who it was from. I think it was just NBA Stats Twitter or something like that. But it was, because LeBron is switching his jersey number, he could be the first player in the history of the NBA to have 4 jerseys retired.
Wow.
But
that's
Lakers,
a good move.
The Lakers would have to retire 2 LeBron jerseys for that to happen.
I don't think they would retire number 6. I still don't know if they're going to retire 23.
It's a good question. I mean, he did win it. He brought him a championship.
He won a championship.
Regardless of what you feel about it, Mickey Mouse or not.
He's not been there very long, though.
Only three seasons so far.
And
2 playoff, 1 championship, and 2 playoff berths, only 1 missed playoff opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know if you...
No, he did.
I don't know if he retires jersey at that point.
He did keep Kuzma, so you could blame him for being a bad GM.
He did. He's not a good GM. I think if he would have just shut up years ago, I think he'd have like 9.
Bro, Brandon Ingram was on that team.
He was. And he's not there anymore because he was supposedly bad.
Yeah.
And then won most GM isn't very good.
He won most improved player the same year that LeBron won the championship. And then finally, another one who's back. Global drug dealing.
Who's dealing on a global scale?
The United States government.
Okay, cool.
What are we selling? To buy 500 million Pfizer vaccines to share globally.
Sick. Okay, so nice.
Some positive.
Drug dealing.
Yes.
Sometimes drug dealing can be good for you.
I feel like most of the time.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Most of the time?
Yeah.
Being the dealer?
It's usually the money that's the issue, but the drug dealing the never money is a big the issue. Issue. It's the money dealing.
When money gets brought in?
Yeah.
You said money dealing. Can you go into that a little more?
Money exchanging, money laundering. The issues with money is usually what brings the guns out. It's not...
The guns out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully
I love
guns.
Your extensive knowledge in the drug game.
I watched Narcos a couple of times.
Okay. I've seen Breaking Bad. I know about money laundering. You got to buy a car wash, that stuff.
Yes. The U.S. government will buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine to share globally... through the Global COVAX Alliance for donation to 92 lower-income countries and the African Union over the next year, a person familiar with the matter said on Wednesday. So some good global drug dealing going on.
Joe Biden just walks out to a podium, you know, the presidential seal on the front of it, looks at the camera and goes, new shipment just dropped. He puts it on Snapchat.
We're going to need a bigger dose.
Yeah. He's like, this stuff I just got in, it's crazy. If you know, you know.
I forgot what I was going to say. It was another good one. Oh, did you see, we were talking vaccine incentives, what would be good vaccine incentives?
Yeah.
Did you see that we called one of them?
What'd you call?
State of Washington is offering a new program called Jabs for Joints.
Yeah, no, we discussed that it already happened in some places, though.
Oh, did it already happen? I thought we had just mentioned that would be a good incentive, like the Girl Scout cookies.
No, I think we even said Joints for Jabs. Or something like that.
I think the state of Washington just listened to Overtime.
I think they do.
These dudes are geniuses.
And they were like, wow, people would really buy into that.
Yeah. But
they were just ripped.
Global drug dealing is back in
business. It's
pretty good.
It's good stuff.
More Overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back in Overtime, Fan and Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Man, oh man, do we need an In the Breaks podcast.
We do really bad. We say it every day. We're always in here just cutting it up, you know? Just absolutely shooting the breeze in the breaks. And people are missing out on gold. I think, the way I'm starting, I think we just need to have a podcast that is just... I botched that one, but we'll forget that. And we just need to have a podcast where it's just me, you, and whoever else. We just come in here and we sit down and we talk for however long.
I'm 100% down. Sorry. It made me laugh, not because like you messed up or didn't do your responsibilities, which you did, and I'm upset about.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
That didn't make me
enough.
Laugh. I'm upset about that. But it made me laugh because it sounded like the record scratched as soon as you said, we need to have a podcast. And the music just stopped.
Yeah,
no,
no. Yeah,
no,
it was bad.
That's God's sign of saying, no, we're doing exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, it felt very heavy. That like I got hit with that silence. And I was like, ooh.
Crickets.
Ooh.
But speaking of gold, did you see what NFL insider Kendrick Perkins had to say today?
NFL insider
Kendrick Perkins.
I feel like we shouldn't like Kendrick Perkins has some questionable NBA takes.
Kendrick Perkins is an NFL insider because today Kendrick Perkins says the Titans will win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad as I thought it would be. I'll be honest with you.
But that's why I'm calling him NFL insider.
But of course Kendrick Perkins has that take after they get Julio because of course I feel like he doesn't know a ton about the NFL, so he saw Julio. And Derrick Henry are on the same team. It's like, well, that team's winning the Super Bowl.
No, it was like everyone who joined the Hawks bandwagon 3 years ago when they heard they were getting Vince Carter but didn't realize it was for the farewell tour.
Exactly. Well, Julio was still going to be just fine.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm obviously not saying Julio's
the difference
on a farewell
between,
tour.
The difference between the Titans winning the Super Bowl is not Julio.
It's
defense.
Yeah, so 100%. And you made a couple good pickups. You made a couple good draft picks. But obviously,
like you guys are definitely, John Robinson has you guys on that right trajectory right now.
But at the same time, all of that still has to fall in the right
place. For sure, yeah.
But Kendrick Perkins, NFL Insider, says the Titans are going to win the Super Bowl.
It's not far-fetched. I thought he was going to have a much hotter take, to be honest with you.
It was on
because to say a top-five team goes to wins the Super Bowl, I don't think that's a hot take. I did, actually.
I appreciate
that. It really, and that pick may change. I will say, I'll go ahead and put a hard date on it right now. We'll reevaluate week three.
Okay, that's fine.
I need to see what that defense looks like and if you guys have done anything to it.
Around, let's go, July 20th, 25th, you want to, one of those days during that week, you want to do our preseason conference winners that we did last year?
I'd be cool with it, yeah. It might be a little early.
We didn't have a show back then, but I don't want to get all the way into the preseason. I think that's a little cheating.
Yeah, not preseason, but July. Let's see, July,
well, we did it
August,
like, well, we
September.
Did it, we did it like August single digits. It was like our first segment.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, late July, we can do that.
Sounds good. Love planning live on the show. It's great radio.
You guys, we are a glass house.
We don't talk to each other outside of the studio. Exactly. I think that comes through. But like every conversation we have is live in studio.
That's why
we need an In the Breaks podcast.
That's
not
why
because
we do.
It's entertaining, just because I forget what we say all the time.
Yeah, really bad. I feel like, yeah, we just need a way to have the mics on all the time and just switch it to where the radio hears the ads in the breaks. But like a pod, whatever.
There's a way to do that.
We can do that.
That's a whole lot of work, though.
Yeah, work that I've not... I'm not privy to. I don't know how to do that.
The reason I bring this up is because I don't even think this is like he was on First Take this morning, so this wasn't even close to the most blasphemous thing that was said this morning.
Oh, for sure. What else did they say?
No idea. I just got the screen cap. Let me go on Google News and see if there's any hot takes that are floating around from Max Kellerman.
Kendrick Perkins. Verified bad boy? What'd he do?
He's just he's a bad mamma jamma. Not a bad guy, but a bad mamma jamma, a villain, if you will.
Sure. Always has something to say.
Yes, exactly. And can back it up.
And it has, yeah, I mean, some of his highlights, I put in air quotes, are some of the funniest things I've ever seen.
For sure.
Whenever he tried to make a play, that he always failed in the most hilarious ways. He's like a Jameis Winston, but of the NBA.
JaVale McGee type player.
Sure. Yeah, JaVale was always funny. But to call him an NFL insider, it's a little funny. I know you were joking, but that cracks me up that he's on TV talking about the NFL. But no, I don't think that's a hot take. I don't think it's a hot take at all. I'm excited for the Titans this year. One of my friends, he caught an attitude with me the day of the Julio trade, and because... You know, before they had even seen it, I sent it and I said, "Hey, happy for you guys. Congratulations. It's going to be a fun season." And he's like, "Why are you happy for us? Why are you happy for us? If one of our rivals were to have got Julio, I would be pretty upset." And I was like, "Well, number one, I'm still not scared. I'm not trying to talk trash right now."
See, and I think that's what he was able to pick through was,
"I'm still not scared.
I need him to be upset. I need him to show some other emotion other than,
I guess,
hey,
that's
congrats."
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe
like,
I shouldn't be happy.
Like, it is. I'm not saying
to make you guys feel better.
I'm not saying you're doing this on purpose. But
It
is a very much
it's exciting.
A Southern lady backhanded compliment type deal.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, a bless your heart, if you will, type deal.
Good for you.
Not to the same extent.
Yeah.
But it very much is like, if you are happy about it, or maybe not happy about it, but you're not worried, then like that
then it's not good enough.
Exactly.
Sure, I get that.
And it is a little condescending when you're like, again, it's I'm happy for you type deal.
I get that.
It's
yeah.
like if like an ex-girlfriend was trying to make you jealous by showing off her new boy toy and you just showed no emotion at all about it. Like, it's going to upset that girl who's trying to make you jealous. Or guy, I've done that.
That's fair. I guess it was coming from a place of that, because I really it sounds like trash talk. Mm-hmm. But, like, I didn't even think of it that way whenever
calm
I'm like...
down. Don't make me come over there and fight you.
I really didn't think of it that way when I was talking, like, telling guys, like, hey, I'm happy for you, congratulations, and stuff like that. I really didn't think about it. I'm not worried at all. No. I'm honestly just kind of pumped for Titans fans. It's going to be cool.
And it's also, like,
it's going to be a fun offense to watch. I like football. I'm a purist.
And you now have a, after tertiary? Fourth year?
Oh, God. I would say a regional.
Okay, so, yeah, you have a regional team now.
I've always...
But now they're good. Like, that's
the now they're good. Now the Titans, I used
Well, you at least admit they're a threat. Like you.
Now the Titans are a contender.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The Titans are a contender. I'll say it over and over again. As a non-Titans fan, I see it from the outside. There's something to, they'll be sticking around in January.
And we're a big Titans radio station, so you're gonna have to deal with it. I mean, we already have the Julio jersey hanging outside.
Got it hanging up in the studio already.
It does have Hudson on the back of it, but it's the Julio jersey.
Who cares? It's the we need to. We could hold on. We could turn that into a Julio jersey, but with just a box cutter. You give me a box cutter if Davey wants it done.
Just Julio with an H?
No, you cut one of the legs off of the H, and then you connect it over to the...
Curl it?
You could easily just...
Folky knows how to change the back of a jersey. They've had to do it a lot of times with the quarterbacks. I'm sure he could figure it out.
Yeah, easily.
Hit up the Browns fan that had like 20 nameplates down his back.
Yeah, we easily done. I mean, if we do want to just go that route, you just put some duct tape and write Julio or Jones on it.
Put Julio on
Julio
the, back
on the back of his jersey, yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be pretty. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. But yes, Julio is officially a Titan.
He really is.
Did you see where Tannehill was going to have to move around some of his money and made way for Julio to join the team?
Oh, they just restructure his contract?
That
That's good.
That shows good chemistry right off the bat.
It shows he's willing to do that. I mean, obviously, it's Julio Jones. But it also smart enough that John Robinson is smart enough to do stuff like that. A lot of GMs and, you know, stuff like that. You see them looking at the cap and as, like, face value. Like, it can't be messed with at all. You know, this is what we got this year because we decided to pay this guy so much. Veach is the king of going back and restructuring contracts. And if that's what John Robinson is doing, it seems to be a key for, like a recipe for success to be able to get the guys that you need and get them paid.
For sure. And it shows good team chemistry. Yeah. If he's not begging
for
a jersey number 11, and if Tannehill is able to be willing to restructure a deal like that, it definitely shows. Right quick before we go to break, I wanted to pick your brain about Bleacher Report has their top six AFC teams now on the list. Wanted to pick your brain, see what you think about these rankings. Indianapolis Colts clock in at six.
That's silly.
Tennessee Titans clock in at number five.
Okay.
Cleveland Browns clock in at number four.
Okay.
Baltimore Ravens at number three.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills at number two.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs at number one.
Okay.
I think that's fair. I would.
Yeah, it's
no,
very.
No Steelers is a little shocking to me.
No Steelers is a little shocking. But I don't think they're going to be that great this next year.
Did you see where Mason Rudolph said he's 100% ready to be a starter in the NFL? Looks like
I'm sure you are, big fella.
It might be Mason Rudolph's team there in Pittsburgh.
Ooh,
Trouble
buddy.
In Paradise?
No trouble.
We'll be right back. More overtime next. Overtime rolling right along live from the Fan and Radio Studios. Hour two getting kicked off here. Will Stevens, Tucker Hole in the studio with you guys going up until 8 p.m. Final hour starting right now with a little segment we like to call Quick Hits. Quick Hits. Just going to go through some topics. Hit you with them. Just there's not a lot of great news stories that you can really do like a whole 30-minute segment on, but enough stories that you got to bring them up at least. Did you see where Cleveland Browns chief of staff, Callie Brownson, is suspended after getting a DUI? She will not lose her job, but she has been suspended after a DUI. According to the police report, she used the line that Tommy Lasorda used, I'm a Hall of Famer, sister.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
No, okay. She did not use that line.
Oh, okay. I thought she actually did, and I was like, ooh.
No. But she was, quote, very remorseful, said Stefanski Wednesday during a press conference about it.
He had to answer questions about it?
Well, apparently she might still be in the drunk take, according to Corden. I don't know that. Am I allowed to make jokes about things like this where it's like,
yeah, sure you
like
can.
Those are the jokes, but like they're not like you could tell I'm not being serious. These are not actual police reports or anything like that. I'm just a 19-year-old having fun.
Just goofing.
Yeah, exactly. But no, according to court documents, Brownson was charged with drunken driving it's drunken driving?
I bet they gave her a lower charge.
No. Has it always been driving, not drunk driving?
It's
drunken driving? Drunk.
Okay.
With an EN at the end of it.
Yes.
Drunken, like you're a
drunken
driver. Or is it, I always thought it was just drunk driving.
It's drunk driving, but there are instances where I believe there is a lesser charge for, say, driving while intoxicated, I believe is what it is. Like DWI versus a DUI. They're different things, but they're pretty much the same thing.
They all result in an IOU to the government, but she was charged with drunken driving on May 27th in Brunswick, Ohio. She reportedly was driving 55 in a 35 zone.
That'll get you. That'll happen.
What's your quote?
From the
only break one law at a time.
Only break one law at a time. That's the rules.
She was reportedly driving 55 and a 35 when she was stopped at 12:27 a.m. Police said her blood alcohol content was a 2.15. Legal limit is a 0.08.
I was about to say, as soon as you said 2.15, I was like, whoa.
That's an area code. That's not a blood alcohol content.
Yeah, that is really, really high. That's 21% blood alcohol.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Shoot.
Probably won't be in trouble. According to her last name, she is Paul Brown's son.
Yeah, probably not.
Callie Brownson.
Any fine she could probably pay.
No. She will not lose her job, according probably to not. Reports. Speaking of reports, did you see the podcast? I believe it's Aqib Talib's podcast, where I can't remember who it was, as the Wi-Fi has went down. My ESPN page will not load anymore. That's unfortunate.
Uh-oh.
But
Aqib Talib?
Aqib Talib has a podcast, and today a guest went on. I cannot remember who it was, but it was a former teammate, a former Texans player, I believe. It was talking about Deshaun Watson and possibly where he would want to go. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
No, I did not hear or see about this.
Yes, according to this report, it said Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson would like to join the Denver Broncos, strictly because he wants to be a member of the Mile High Club.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad there was a joke on the end of that. Wait, okay. But does he actually want to join the Broncos?
Yes, yes. Jackson was talking with Aqib Talib on the podcast. He says, I've got a great relationship with Deshaun, who plays for the Jackson, who plays for the Broncos, told former NFL player Aqib Talib on his Catching Fades podcast. It's a good name.
Catching Fades is pretty good.
Especially for Aqib Talib. Like, he's a man who, it's fade on sight. He's always been that guy. So,
and also, if you threw a fade, he had a very good he could intercept it,
100%. I've been talking to him the last couple weeks, man, and like all he's been telling me is like, Jack, just tell him like that's where I want to be. He's like, I want to be in Denver.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the AFC West, bro.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson did
find your own division, nerd.
The Texans on Wednesday canceled.
See, that I don't like. The Broncos suck. The Broncos suck. But Deshaun Watson as a quarterback.
You think that's an instant upgrade from Drew Lock?
Yeah, it's been nice not having to worry about any team in the division having a quarterback. If he goes to Denver, that sucks. Fair. That would stink a lot.
But the Texans on Wednesday canceled their June 15th and 17th mandatory June 15th through 17th mandatory mini camp, which means that Watson can't be fined for missing any spring workouts because nothing was mandatory.
Yep.
He would have been subject to a $95,000 fine if he had missed mandatory 3-day camp.
Sure. That's a lot of money.
But he wants to be in Denver, according to Jackson.
Is he? He's just trying to get a trade, correct?
Yeah. He's still trying to force their hand.
A lot going on there. Don't really know.
I don't know if in Denver would be my number one priority right now.
Yeah, I would stop.
Had 22 open lawsuits of sexual assault and mischievousness.
Don't maybe focus on that. Try to get that figured out.
I mean, he has to be stressed. He can't even get a massage.
Can't even worry about next season. Yeah, that's one thing. That's out the window. You know, you can never do that again.
No.
Regardless.
He's going to be all knotted up.
It's over. Yeah, he's gonna be pretty...
A kink in the hose, if you will.
Yeah, he's gonna be stiff.
There we go. Did you see where Lynyrd Skynyrd will be coming to Knoxville as part of their final tour? They were going to have a farewell tour until COVID obviously canceled it.
Ronnie Van Zant's son?
I got no
clue,
man. Who's
the lead singer now?
Text Bear if you really want to know, but I got no clue. Bear went on a big rant today about this. But I found it interesting. Lynyrd Skynyrd is coming to Knoxville, and they will not be requiring vaccine passports to attend their concert, because if they did, none of their fan base would show up.
Wow.
Yes, no, but Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Do that.
Yeah, I did.
No, really?
Well, it was quick hits. It's quick punchlines.
That's
the segment.
That's
this segment is.
Everything's
coming with a punchline.
It is Ronnie Van Zant's little brother.
Okay.
So, I say little. He's 61 years old. His younger brother. I've actually not heard how similar his voice is.
Not a big Skinner guy. Like I
like Skinner.
I like a couple of their songs, like That Smell and stuff like that.
At a part of that,
they're big racist. Been known to perform with Confederate flags on stage. The Sweet Home Alabama song is actually a diss track on Neil Young, which Neil Young wrote a diss track on them, calling them all racist, which they all were at the time, and I don't want to misspeak or
all
any
were.
Of that. Just in terms of...
I think it was a song about generalization.
I watched a really interesting documentary on it. It was very interesting. Not a giant Skinnerd fan. Never have been.
I think they made good music.
I agree on that front.
I mean, if anything, I can separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, and you have to with all classic rock, as all of them were diddling 13-year-olds, too.
Okay. Well,
it's just a fact of nature. It's the same thing. People are always like, oh, rap promotes this terrible culture. Like, every single aspect of any art is always going to come with some really bad parts of it.
Okay. You've opened my eyes a little bit here. I didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
it got like, heavy. It got like heavy me, really fast.
This is like me saying wrestling isn't real.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that to me either. That's actually even heavier.
Don't
than
let
what
me
you
get started
dropped.
On that. Lana Rhodes actually doesn't like the people that she.
No, come on now, hey, that's too far. She's a great actress in all the movies she acts in.
Exactly, you're saying the word act.
Oh no.
No, but more stories, more things to get to. I got two more before we get out of here.
Okay.
Speaking of Knoxville and country music legends in general, country music star Carrie Underwood.
Underwear. Carrie Underwear.
Carrie Underwood surprised fans at the new large Dick's House of Sporting Goods in Knoxville. Did you see the massive Dick's Sporting Goods
Carrie
place?
Underwood showed up?
Yes, she showed up.
That rocks!
Yes, she came by. The only reason that Britney Spears wasn't invited is because they didn't want the gym to burn down.
Wow, haha, that's pretty good.
Yes. Also, they didn't want anybody to feel upset when she beat their mile time in like 40 seconds.
Yeah, she is the fastest human that ever lived.
By far.
I forget about. Have you seen some of the stuff that's inside that store?
I have not, but I've heard really good things.
I've got a buddy who like helped put it together. There's like a baseball simulator.
What?
I think that's just for children. I'm going to be honest with you.
I will be honest. The one thing I didn't see that out of all the things was there's no basketball court. That was the only thing. Like you didn't
get
any cool representation.
I don't think you can put a basketball court.
If you can put any, you can, yes. Like it doesn't even have to be a full one. Half a basketball
just
court
a hoop
is only 35 to 40 feet.
Sure. But that little baseball simulator takes up like 10 square feet.
That's fair. That's fair. It's they do low. Have a giant outdoor turf thing as well.
Yeah, I want to go over there and check. Is it open?
I believe
so. I want to go
check
that thing out. It's pretty cool.
I have no clue.
I used to work for the old Dick's Sporting Goods back in my college days.
But yeah, apparently she's the designer of some sort of fitness clothing workout brand.
Kalia.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that because I used to wear That explains why she was there. Okay, that makes sense.
Did you used to wear it? Is that what you're about
no,
to say?
No, it's just a women's brand. Dude, you have to deal with that crap all the time. I worked at that store. Not
oh,
that one,
oh,
but I worked
okay.
for Dick's Sporting
I,
Goods.
My bad. I didn't
and
know
so
that.
You,
sorry.
You deal with that brand like all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Big soccer mom brand?
I mean, yeah, it has its own dedicated section. Like, it's a big deal.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's like for moms who want to work out, but at the same time, they got to post pics on Instagram while they do it.
Yeah.
So that's
it's Fabletics.
That's exactly. That's that brand.
Fair enough. So, probably an
does make
overarching
sense that she
demographic
here,
of whoever purchases Gwyneth Paltrow's candles as well.
Yeah, I think there is a crossover in
a giant Venn diagram.
Yes, they reside in that middle part.
And then finally, a gargantuan dinosaur discovered in Australia,
ooh,
believed to be the largest dinosaur ever discovered.
New dinosaur dropped.
But actually, only had the second biggest pile of poop in the history of the world. As number one spot goes to all of Jeremy Pruitt's tenure at Tennessee.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Thank you. But no, a new dinosaur did just drop.
New dinosaur?
Gargantuan
new dino
dinosaur
drop?
Discovered in Australia, one of the largest ever discovered. The hold on, where's the
Australopithecus?
Name? Australopithecus? Nope. Where's the name? Australiotin cooperinus.
Australototin?
Australo?
Australotitan.
Yeah, Australo.
Titan.
But how I spell it, always on accident with just T-I-T-A-N.
Yep, Australotitan cooperensis.
It is a big old boy.
Is it? Did they just find one bone?
No clue what's going on here.
Okay, I found a picture of a really big bone. That's a big bone. I'll go ahead and say.
Got some really big bones.
It was as long as a basketball court. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Around 96 feet.
My God. I need a new Jurassic Park. I need it all. I need it. Write it, print it, shoot it. Let's go.
According to Robbie McKenzie, a paleontologist from the Euromagna Natural History Museum, this new Titosaurin is the largest dinosaur from Australia represented by osteological remains.
Okay, that's cool.
3D scans.
Bone remains.
3D scans we created allowed me to... I hate how like me-centric all these guys are. It's very much what Ross from Friends represented. But the 3D scans we created allowed me to carry around thousands of kilos of dinosaur bones in a 7 kg laptop, said the paleontologist.
That's hilarious.
From
he's
Queensland.
So cool.
Oh, he's a genius, man.
He's like, yeah, I carried the whole dinosaur around on my laptop. No, you didn't. You carried around the information.
You carried a
bone.
Bunch of pictures,
the
dude.
The bone was way back there, idiot. You didn't take it with you.
That's like me saying I have every football game on my phone. No, I just have access to YouTube.
Yeah. Like, I have every record ever made. I have a hold of it right here. I keep them in here. Shut up.
The discovery of Australia's largest dinosaur was totally unexpected, and as it has turned out, was just the tip of the iceberg of numerous significant dinosaur discoveries that have yet to come. That was Robin McKenzie. McKenzie and her family were able to establish the Euromagna Natural History Museum, which now proudly displays Cooper on the back of the find. Cooper is the name of the dinosaur.
I think this is a new type of sauropod, which is a long neck. A brontosaurus.
I low-key relate to this guy.
Is a sauropod. Yeah. So I think it's an even bigger one of those. Pretty cool. Those guys were chill. If you wanted to clone or, like, you know, bring back a dinosaur.
Nope, stop. I'm going to stop you right
no,
there.
No, wait, hold
I'm
on.
Gonna,
just the long neck.
Bad idea.
Just the long neck.
I'm going
to
stop you
they
right there.
They were pretty cool.
That's like saying if there's one guy you want to bring back from the Jeremy Pruitt era, you want to bring back Jim Chaney. No,
they
I
didn't
understand it wasn't a bad aspect of the whole entire thing, but you bring back one, you bring back all of them. That's how it goes.
I don't think so.
If you learn how to do one, some crazy dude's going to learn how to do the rest of
them.
Well,
okay, but we would handle that.
No,
you know?
No, we would not. They're dinosaurs. They're the biggest
no,
things
we're
ever
smart.
In history, and we are lucky
no.
we didn't have
Hold
to
on.
Exist with
the
them.
The long necks didn't try to eat Jeff Goldblum.
That's not, but I'm
they
saying.
They were chilling.
I'm
they were hanging out in the treetops.
It's a slippery slope.
They pet
it's
it.
It's a slippery slope and not the logical fallacy
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Maybe the long necks, maybe.
No, stop.
What else we
stop,
got?
Stop by saying and. Stop
what else we got? No,
there's
got
to
be some.
Stop.
There's
got to
be some other cool
stop.
Ones.
Nope.
There's got
to
be
nope.
some other cool
we're
ones.
We're going to go to break before
you
have any more bad ideas.
I'll think
we're
in the break.
Velociraptors, you want to bring back those
No. Don't pin me
I'm
in that corner.
I'm less scared of a T-Rex
no,
than I am
no
this
predators.
Gargantuan one that can step on me on accident.
They wouldn't. They were cool.
A T-Rex is just overly aggressive Chad, bro,
Do
that
you think
can't
they
even reach you with the small arms and big jaw. It was an illogical being. It never functioned properly. It
Do
was
you
like the
think,
bulldog of the prehistoric times.
Do you think that the brontosaurus was just walking around mushing animals all day? They could see the ground.
They
weren't stepping
necks.
On
They're
people.
They're focused on the
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, but they look down.
You
can
see. You ever seen giraffes fight? That's the most intimidating
thing. I mean,
thing.
Compared.
We have giraffes. We have long neck
okay.
beings. We don't need more.
Uh-huh. Compared
Do you
want to
just put scales
like
on a giraffe?
So I think we, compared to a brontosaurus, would be what? The size of, like, say, a chipmunk to us?
An
right?
elephant.
No.
Yes.
Okay, but elephants
this is
don't
the
step on stuff.
Dinosaur
but
I've
elephants
discovered.
Don't step on
this
stuff.
Big,
you just
yes,
proved my
do.
Point. No, they
elephants,
don't.
Elephants
no, no
just
chance.
Cause.
Elephants
just
are
cause.
Giants.
Elephants just caused $7 million of damage.
Okay, they got
from
mad.
Out
they
of
got
a,
mad.
No,
they got
just
mad.
Wandered. They
nah,
just wandered. They ate crops.
They were
that's
hungry. That's not people. That's not killing anybody.
$7 million in damages, and we're
money can be replaced.
$11 million more.
Who cares? Who cares?
You're just mad
because
I'm making good points.
No, they're not stepping on people. You didn't prove my point. That's
a
different thing. That's a different thing. They didn't step on a person.
I didn't say they were going to step on persons. I said they were going to step on things that lead to human death. And
right.
That's exactly
I'm just
what
saying,
happened with
you
these
stick
elephants.
Them out in Montana. There's not a whole lot out there. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming. Just let that be Jurassic Park. I think it'd be pretty neat.
I would rather have a Loch Ness Monster before I had anything on
that'd
land.
Be pretty cool. Okay. At least that's over.
Can we find common ground on
Does
that?
Does the Loch Ness Monster have legs? That's a question.
No, it's on land.
It's
Or it's in the water.
It's for sure never coming out.
Never allowed on land.
Yeah, but that makes like water skiing a bit of a problem. You know,
I would rather be able to walk wherever I want than not be able to water ski.
Yeah, but at least the Brontosaurus, you'd see it wouldn't sneak up on you.
I don't think the Loch Ness can sneak up on you. Like I understand
underwater, you can't see.
But
you can't see down. You can feel its teeth rip your legs off.
You've never felt just like the current of something passing you. Like those things are big.
Okay,
when they swim, they push water, and when water is pushed, it pushes throughout the whole entire lake until it reaches a barrier. Your leg would be set. Barrier, you would feel it. We need to go a break. We can have this conversation continued.
God, this is the best segment we've ever had.
We'll be right back. A little shout out to Liam Spence right here. Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Overtime, rolling right along. Hour two continuing. Listening back to the Tony V interview last night, obviously they play Jam or Not a Jam every time he pops on. It popped on. Apparently Liam Spence,
big fan.
Big Men at Work fan. That's the band, right? I'm not mistaken on that. Men at Work?
Men at Work, yeah.
Okay. I always do that where I say something very confidently, but apparently he's a whole all discography type of guy, so respect where respect is due.
Big fan of the whole catalog.
Kings Stay Kings.
So good. The vibes are on.
For sure, for sure. Did you see where we have some of the best science brains in the NFL right now?
Elaborate on that?
Panthers quarterback Sam Darnold says he has not gotten the vaccine for COVID yet.
Okay.
He's still evaluating the situation.
Okay.
Which, anything about vaccines, I'm not going to get too political, but just the fact that Sam Darnold is like, I'm not getting it yet. I'm going to evaluate the situation.
He's got to figure some stuff out.
We know Sam Darnold, A, very good at evaluating situations.
Yeah, didn't he go to UCLA, though? Isn't that a good school?
USC.
USC. Okay. USC's not so much of a knowledge.
Josh Rosen went to UCLA that year. But no.
That's right. Yeah, obviously, there was one or
we know he's good at evaluating situations. He plays football. He's pretty good at diagnosing things at the line of scrimmage, you know. But he's also had experience with missing time because of an illness. He did get mono in New York.
So he knows
Maybe he's not running around kissing as many girls.
Maybe not. I don't know if he's in a relationship, but he might still be.
He looks like I'm a skinny guy, so I can't really speak much on weight issues.
I love that preface for so many things you say.
Yeah. But he does have a little bit of a chubbier face. So,
okay. I do too.
So maybe
it's
he
tough.
Got locked down. Maybe he got locked down. I mean, you normally. Based off of every dad I've ever met, you normally fill up a little bit more once you get married. That's also old age, but once
that's
you
fair.
Put a ring on it, you start filling up a little bit. It cuts the circulation off.
I just started getting
off.
Fat.
Yeah, I mean, that's just you.
Yeah, I was just alone.
I mean, you're just short. Like, you not a lot of weight to go.
I turn into that girl from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, the Oompa Loompa?
The Blueberry.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you knew who I was talking about, Will.
I knew exactly who you were talking about.
You knew
about.
Who I was talking about.
But did you also see Montez Sweat? And his comments today.
Is that the defensive end?
Yes, for the Washington football team. He said he has not gotten the vaccine either yet, and still just he wants to see what everything's about, do more research on his own.
Okay.
And then Ron Rivera and the football team organization brings in a COVID vaccine expert, which if someone who's trying to learn and get more of the situation and understand more things, you would think that you would be excited about that.
Yeah.
A one-on-one sit-down with an expert. Montez Sweat's not a fan of them bringing in experts.
Oh.
Which
so,
I just...
Wait, so he wanted to feel out the situation.
He wants to understand more things.
He wanted to learn more about it. And then when they were like, okay, well, we have resources here. We can have someone teach you about it. And he's like, nah. Nah, I'm good. No, wait, what?
Yeah.
Y'all... No.
It's like
I will do no such thing.
That's like a kid complaining all the time, and I'm one of these kids, but a kid in high school complaining of like, when are we going to actually learn something we're going to use? You never teach us how to do our taxes, and then senior year personal finance rolls along and you just
and
do
I was
not
like,
pay attention. Exactly. But like that's literally the class you've been asking for your whole entire high school career.
Yeah, but you didn't want it. You just had that over their heads
because
you were like, you haven't taught me taxes.
Exactly.
Where's the taxes at? And then they teach it to you and you're like, man, taxes suck.
Exactly.
I want to go back to math.
Exactly. Some things just aren't as fun as they seem.
No.
Speaking of political things, though, did you see where the Biden administration is weak? A little breaking news today.
Are they weak?
The Biden administration came out as
weak.
They
don't lift?
They got overtaken by cicadas today.
What? The bugs?
Yes. Their plane engine was infested with cicadas.
And they couldn't fly.
Could not use their plane. Trump administration would never.
What if, I mean, just for science, let me think here. I mean, what happens if you turn it on?
I mean, do you not remember the whole story of Sully?
Okay, that was a goose.
No, it was birds.
That was mini geese.
It was a few birds.
It was geese, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay.
But cicadas are this big.
Yeah, but cicadas also come in a lot more.
Sure, but I'm just saying, if I were to, if I'm, you know, if there's a, if this is a heavyweight boxing match and it's turbine, wind turbine engine versus a bunch of bugs and we're turning it on and we're putting them through it.
I just don't think you realize how many small little gizmos and gadgets go on in plane engines.
I guess it's fair. I would just think that it would be fast enough to just shoot it out the back, you know?
Fair.
I mean, that's my brain. I grew up watching Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner, and that physics in my head, it checks out that you turn it on, and then it would grind it up into like a paste, and it would shoot out onto somebody. Somebody would be standing behind the turbine, and then they would get hit. And then they would turn and look at the camera.
Where's that?
To take off, Joe.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. No, many.
Get the dog that bites people to stand under the turbine and then blow bug paste on it. Maybe that'll get it to stop biting people.
Many. Is that major? Is that
bug paste? I think so, yeah.
Major the dog.
He's a major problem these days.
But many right-wing pundits are saying that these cicadas were actually sent by Antifa to pose as right-wing threats to stir up controversy.
The cicadas were?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yes.
They were bussed in.
Yes. I'm trying to get another story to load, but it's not loading.
Hey, man, that's fine. I can talk about cicadas all day.
I think I have cicadas in my computer.
I mean,
engine.
If you... Yeah, I was about to say, just turn it on. See what happens.
just bug paste shoot across
the
room.
I now need, like, because this hypothetical is now in my brain... Who wins? I feel like the turbine's got a bit of an advantage here.
Top 10 questions science can't answer.
It's what I'm
Who
saying.
Who would win? A million
I'm
cicadas.
Just, it's like the Celebrity Deathmatch. Remember that show? Did you watch Celebrity Deathmatch?
Very vaguely. I've definitely heard.
Claymation?
No, I've never seen the show, but I've definitely heard Celebrity Deathmatch thrown around before.
Okay. I just need that now with scenarios like this. Bugs, plane engine. Let's say snakes. I don't know. What can snakes go up against?
Shovels.
No, they lose against shovels pretty routinely.
That's a good point. But
how many snakes
would it take to take down one shovel?
Sure, okay, okay.
And the shovel has no man behind it.
How about
it.
We go
just a shovel.
We go like 200 snakes versus one lawnmower.
Ooh.
I mean, you obviously can't do this. We would have to like animate it or like make it into a game because I'm not trying to kill 200 snakes. But would they stop the mower? Would they stop the mower? That's all I'm asking.
I think so.
Who wins?
I think so. If a stick can stop a mower.
Mowers are so fragile.
Yeah.
Why do we not make mowers stronger these days?
Because they're designed to cut grass.
Grass is the weakest.
Then you have different machinery.
I guess that's fair.
You have you don't have a tree mower. You have a chainsaw.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
You see what I'm talking about?
And I was
about?
Just lazy growing up. My dad would always yell at me because I wouldn't pick it. We have trees.
That would be going to get the weed whacker to take a couple of limbs off.
Like, we had tons of trees, and the sticks would... I mean, there was a time where, like, if me and my brother didn't do our jobs, the yard would just be sticks. And so eventually...
It's like not picking up your room for a while and your floor
and
turns
it just
to clothes.
It becomes just a mess. And so he yells at us every time me and my brother had to mow. And he would yell at us every time, like, pick up sticks. And we're like, okay. So we'd go pick up a couple.
I always thought that was just a nursery rhyme.
And then we would mow over them and just like grind them to bits. Well, eventually we'd break the mower. And yeah.
Yeah, one time I ran over...
Mowers are just too fragile.
You know those water pipeline type things that are on like the end of a lot of yards? I don't know if they have them out there in Granger, but in Knox County in the
suburbs...
Like
the big pole?
Not big poles, but just like...
Like a little thing.
Just the little, small little type. It's about the size of two fists wide. It's just a little water pipeline. I don't know exactly what it's used for.
Yeah.
Ran over
we
one
do
of
our
those.
Water different... Oh, no.
You probably have a well.
No, we don't have wells. Okay. Well, some people have wells.
Okay, you probably didn't have a well ever since that one kid fell down it. But,
shut up.
We don't have a
community well.
I ran
okay?
over one
that
of
is,
those.
That is too far.
I ran over one of those, and you know how mower blades are supposed to be flat? It was at a 45-degree angle hanging down. I was wondering why something was dragging every time I pushed it.
Oh, no. Were you just plowing the yard?
Yeah. Put some nice rows in it.
Oh, my God. I feel like you got to notice that quicker.
Yeah, and then Nate hired me to be the landscaping
guy. Yeah, really. I'm glad he really checked your qualifications.
It's a rider. I was using a push earlier. I can steer. I just can't push. I'm not strong enough to push.
Wait a minute. So you couldn't see the...
The grass was tall, okay?
You couldn't see a line in the ground that you were
walking
on?
No, it wasn't a major line. It was just one little it was basically like a small well. Like it's basically
a ditch.
Yeah. No, it's just
No, how far did you go with the mower blade destroyed?
There's probably 30 feet. There's
30 feet.
The yard's only like 10 feet long, so back and forth. But there's one out next to the station. I'll show you. There's one out in our yard here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about there. I'm still stuck on the mower blade. How you kept going.
Man, I mean,
that bottles my mind.
I kept
it puts
mowing
my
after
mind
I
in a
fell
bottle.
Off of it. So like I
you did well. That's good for you.
I'm
getting
a dedicated
back,
human being.
Getting back up on the horse, you're like a pro bull rider. Like I mean, I think you'd get at least 6 seconds.
Don't go down easy.
Yeah, on a bull named Fu Manchu, you're getting at least 6 seconds. Better than Tim McGraw.
That's what I was about to
Tim
say.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
live like you were dying. There you go. I don't remember how long did he go on the Fu Manchu though.
2.7 seconds.
Yep. Not very good showing. See, that's pretty good. I mean, if he only went 2 points, I'd give you six.
I appreciate that. I don't think I've ever read it. Do you think I would be good or bad? Because I have the length. I have decent grip strength.
And you're not,
and I don't
and you're
have
not
a,
heavy. So you're not going to be like throwing your weight around.
But that's also the negative to it is like I don't have a lot of weight to hold down. It's like my pull-up thing. Like I can do a good amount of pull-ups because I'm skinny, but
right.
I'm also skinny, so I can't do that many pull-ups. On a bull, like, yes, I don't have as much weight to hold down, but at the same time, the mechanical bull or the real bull in this matter doesn't have enough or as much weight to throw off of said bull.
Yeah.
So am I lasting long or am I going short? Who do you think would be the best bull rider at the station? That's a good question.
John Reed.
What makes you say that?
The men grew up around cattle.
Fair enough.
He's got a bull on his arm.
He's a ride or die Titans fan.
No, he's hung on. He's stayed on the horse on that one. But no, he's got a bull on his arm.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I know he had tattoos.
Have you not seen his tattoo?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you just tweet at him. He'll show it to you.
Fair enough. I feel like that's a HIPAA violation.
Nah, that's not a medical procedure.
I mean, it's technically a surgery. It's a needle.
Yeah, you can make that argument. I don't know. Yeah, definitely John. I would go. Definitely not me. I rode horses, I told you, and I thought I was going to die when he went to a full sprint if a full-size bull was trying to throw me off. And I've had encounters with bulls. We've kept bulls on our property. Mm-hmm. I don't go around them. They're mean.
Those are just boy cows, right?
He's got his business. He's got his fellas.
Yeah, still. Boy cow.
Yes. Well, there. I mean, but a steer is a boy cow, but he ain't got his business no more.
I hate to break it to you, but that's just a transsexual cow.
I mean, no, he's still got he's still got the mane part.
Just nope. That's just...
He's got the palm tree, the coconut.
Okay.
They don't cut the palm tree off.
It's like a bulldog compared to any other dog.
They get neutered.
Yeah.
A neutered cow is a steer. I'm almost like 45% positive. That's how it goes. Bull, non-neutered. Steer, neutered. Cow is a female who has had a baby. And a heifer is a cow who hasn't had a baby.
And then calf
is a baby.
Yes. Good talk right there.
I mean,
breaking down cows.
I mean, come on. What else? What more could you want from a show?
I don't think you can ask for much more.
I don't really.
We've given you everything.
We've explored the entire scope of the world today. I mean, if I'm being honest and fair towards us,
we're not often really hype men for our
not
own
really,
selves.
No.
We don't talk
we're,
really great.
We're
about
very
ourselves.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah, very self-deprecative.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a rare moment. Breathe it in, people.
But
I think we did okay today. You know, if I'm looking at it from unbiased perspective, 10 out of 10.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything, but Pooh Shiesty did.
What'd Pooh Shiesty do?
You know how I was just a couple segments ago, we were talking about the different music always has, like every musical artist or music genre has
you
artists
gotta separate
that,
some stuff.
That struggle and have very, very bad things, like... Obviously, classic rock has those things that go on and all of that. And then the main deter from rap is that it promotes violence and drug culture and all of that, which there's an argument to be had there about culture and stuff like that. But I'm not going to sit here and lecture on something I don't know anything about. But rapper Pooh Shiesty, who they just roasted in this headline. I'll just go ahead and read the headline.
Sure, go ahead.
Very, very mean headline, maybe rightfully so. But very mean headline. Rapper Pooh Shiesty, whose real name is Lontrell Williams. You just don't have to dox the kid like that. Just call him Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah.
It could be worse. He could be like...
Pooh Shiesty's not a
Did you see where G Herbo got doxed this weekend by Drewski for his real name being Herbert Winslow?
That's not a great name.
No. That's like,
G Herbo is much better.
That's Clarence. That's the equivalent to Clarence.
Yeah, this guy's a gangster. His real name's Clarence. And Clarence lives at home with both parents.
Yeah, they have a real nice marriage. His real name is Lontrell Williams, and he was arrested in connection with a shooting at KOD over Memorial Day weekend. The 24-year-old is being held without bond.
Mm. How old is he?
21.
That's tough to be that young, get caught up in crap like that.
Yeah, but he's made his money, man. I mean,
yeah, like, but he's going to jail. He's
no, I'm not saying shooting. I'm not saying that the money makes up for anything.
Yeah,
but like. I've never listened to his song, and I know who he is. Like, you know,
sure.
What I mean? Like, he's that level of famous now. It's always going to be one dude new per year. But
right.
That's it.
That's tough. That's a tough one to go on.
Yeah, yeah. But speaking of which, go we will. Go
we
to birthdays.
Go we shall.
Next segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born, and then we talk about them. And it's no different today. Not a great day. Not a great crop. Probably going to have to go over to the This Day in History function. But we'll see. We'll see. See how long
okay.
it takes you to get
I'm
through
up for
these.
It.
Some decent names, though, to start.
I'm a competitor.
June 9th, 1963. Owensboro, Kentucky. Did not know this man was from Kentucky. 58 years old. Screams complete opposite Kentucky, but I don't know where Owensburg is. But 58 years old today. Movie actor. Actor known, don't want to say that
George Clooney.
Yet. He played leading roles in films such as Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood, Donnie Brasco.
Johnny
Blow.
Depp.
There you go.
Okay.
The first hint was Captain Jack Sparrow, so I felt like I should probably
read
some other movies other than just...
I knew there was... I think George Clooney's also from Kentucky.
Really?
I think so.
Did not know
I think
that.
Because that's why I said Clooney. But there's somebody like that from... Like, someone you'd be like, I wouldn't expect them to be from Kentucky.
Fair enough. June 9th, 1961, another movie actor, Edmund Canada. Best known for starring as Marty McFly in Back to the Future trilogy. He later won multiple Emmys for his role as Family Ties. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of 29, but didn't go public with the diagnosis until 1998. 2 years later, he created the blank, blank, blank foundation dedicated to Parkinson's research. Figured you would have gotten this one by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's a three. He has three names.
Well, he is
Michael J. Fox.
There you go.
There it is. Ah, I knew it. I mean, off rip immediately. It's Marty McFly. Everybody knows who Marty McFly is.
Just not you.
I did. No, I got it. No, strike that from the record. I want that taken out of the podcast.
Record the record show that he did not
know. I knew it.
Who
I said
Marty
it.
McFly
I knew it.
Was.
It was correct.
June 9th, 1981, to Jerusalem, Israel, 40 years old today, received an Academy Award for Best Actress as her role as Nina Sayers in the 2010 thriller Black Swan. She starred in the 2006 cult film V for Vendetta and played Queen Amidala in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. She earned an Academy Award nomination for her portrayal as the former U.S. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis in the 2016 film Jackie.
Queen Amidala.
She starred alongside Mila Kunis in the 2010 Darren Aronofsky film Black Swan. She married Benjamin Millipede in 2012.
Millipede?
The couple welcomed a son named
Queen Amidala.
Alif.
What's her initials? I need her initials.
NP.
NP. It's Natalie Portman.
It is Natalie Portman. I didn't know any of.
Ah!
I know Natalie Portman.
I saw her face.
I've never seen it,
I knew exactly who it was. Like
Jackie is a good movie, but that's really the only thing I've seen.
I didn't know she was in a movie. Like, does she plays Jackie?
Yeah,
I bet that's pretty good.
It was pretty good. I'm a big biopic guy.
Yeah, I'll probably check that out. Actually,
I don't know where to find it. I saw it in theaters.
Oh wow!
But June 9th, 19.
Sick flex, dude.
I mean, it was 2016. What can I say? I was
amazing.
In high school. I just got my license.
Just
actually,
living.
No, not even close. I was 15.
Out there thriving.
June 19th, I had my
You're
mom.
Like, mom,
drive
can
me.
You drive me to the Jackie Kennedy movie?
I'm a feminist now. I want to go see Jackie. June 9th, 1988, Los Angeles, California, 33 years old today. TV actress, movie actress, a name I think you should know. I definitely think you've seen these things she's been in, but definitely not an A-lister or a B-lister or even maybe a D-lister name. Actress who became known for playing Amber Holt in the NBC series Parenthood and Anna Veal in Arrested Development. She played George Michael's girlfriend, who was played by Michael Cera. She also provided the voice for Katara in Avatar: The Last Airbender from 2005 to 2008, and in 2015 she starred in the film The Duff. She also starred in the film Perks of Being a Wallflower. M.W. Famous poet of the name Walt has a similar last name, and she is the fifth month.
Okay. What is her initials again?
M.W.
So her name is...
Fifth month.
Yep, her name is May Whitmore? Whitman?
Walt Whitman.
Oh, it is... Okay.
Is that not... Am I
it is Walt Whitman, then but yes. You said it was similar.
No, I said the same.
You said similar. That's why I said it was Whitmore
my
or something
apologies.
Like that.
It is
May
Whitman.
May Whitman.
You
there
had
it is.
We had
ah,
it.
Ah, there it is. Okay. No, I have no idea who that is.
You've never seen...
You've
seen
you said one movie. I know what it is.
Got to watch it. Really good
is
film.
Is it really good?
Really good film.
It always seemed really artsy-fartsy, and I was like...
I never wanted to watch it, and I clicked on it.
And I was very angsty when that movie came out.
I didn't watch it until recently. Very good film.
Yeah, it looked like one of those movies. I think I rolled my eyes at it really hard, because I was like 13 or something when that movie came out.
And that's understandable.
Maybe even older than that. I don't know.
I always thought it was going to be like a Twilight-type movie or one of those Fault in Our Stars, very sad-type movie.
Maybe.
It's a very sad movie, but it's very, very... It's from a male perspective, so it's a little different in terms of being from a male perspective at the teenage years, so that's interesting.
It is?
But it's
I thought that was a girl movie.
No, it is a
it's a girl
chick
movie right.
But it's from a male perspective.
I didn't know that.
And it's about him falling in love in high school and all of these different things.
Okay.
It's a very... I don't want to spoil anything, but
sure.
It's a
isn't,
very
Emma Watson
story.
In the movie?
Yes, she plays the lead love interest. Very, very, very good movie.
I might have to watch that movie.
I think it's actually probably my favorite teen movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely up there in terms of if you separate it, like the dramas and the comedies, definitely think it's up there.
Okay.
Keep clicking through here. Down to the athletes. Basketball player. June 9th, 1980, Miami, Florida. 41 years old today and still playing basketball for the same club. Power forward who helped Miami Heat secure the franchise first NBA title in 2006, then win two more in 2012 and 2013.
Who's still on that team? Is it Hassan Whiteside? No, he's young.
And not on that team.
Okay, I don't know, Will. Who else is still there? Let's see here.
He became the all-time leading rebounder for the Heat as well.
Let's think here.
He spent
two
seasons playing in France.
What's his initials and I'll get it?
UH.
Udonis Haslem.
It is Udonis Haslem.
Who did I say first?
Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, well, that I would. You know what?
No, I'm not going to. No.
You know what?
No, I'm not.
I was thinking of Udonis Haslem.
Not going to bend the knee on that one.
Okay, that's fine. But I said it. I said Udonis Haslem.
You did get the name
like,
right.
Like, I knew who it was, the old guy on the Heat.
June 9th, 1988, baseball player, Acme.
From, like, Wile E. Coyote?
I completely read that wrong.
He was born in the factory?
Anaheim, California.
Oh, that wasn't even close.
No, nope, nowhere close. Like I said,
Acme.
Just butchered it. okay. At least I didn't say the dude's name. 33 years old
today.
That is
good. That's a good step forward.
Right-hand swingman known for his power sinker, who made his MLB debut in 2012 with the St. Louis Cardinals. He won a World Series title with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2020, best known for his pouty face and getting in a fight with the Astros.
Oh, what is that guy's name? David.
Nope. JK.
JK? It's Joe Kelly.
It is Joe
there
Kelly.
It is. Like, I know who they are, and if you give me the initials, I can immediately get it.
June 9th.
I'm an initials kind of guy, all right? I need a little help.
1983, Washington, D.C., 38 years old today, football player, star of Kent State University, became a wide receiver and a return specialist for the Cleveland Browns. Famously got knocked out during a game.
Famously got knocked out during a game?
Yes.
Kick
return specialist. Folky, if he's listening, he is rolling.
Kick return specialist?
Number 16.
When did he play
made
there?
Made the way for Denard Robinson.
When did he play there?
He was signed by the Browns in 2005, earned team MVP title in 2009, and was also
with you,
an NFL
zero
Pro Bowl selection. That would be Josh Cribbs.
Oh, I know who Josh Cribbs
is. I know you know who Josh Cribbs is.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All the other football players on here aren't as obvious, even if I think you do know their names, not
just tough to pull.
Yeah.
If you said the name, I would know it.
I think you would at least recognize the name. Like, you've definitely heard these names before.
Gotcha.
I don't even think you would know what player it is, but, like, you've definitely heard someone say, like, have you ever heard of Teddy Bruschi?
I know Teddy Bruschi. He's a linebacker for the New England Patriots.
My apologies.
I know Teddy Bruschi. He's an analyst now.
Let's just pretend that
Teddy
Bruschi's
a legend.
That one.
He was one of the few Patriots that I liked. He was a likable person.
See, when
opinion.
I saw the first picture, I thought it was going to be Mike Vrabel, and I got really excited, and then it wasn't Mike Vrabel, so I got turned off.
You thought Teddy Bruschi was Mike Vrabel?
Well, I just saw it's just a picture of a dude in a helmet.
New England.
Wearing
line,
a 50.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I instantly thought,
I got you. I think they would have him in coaching gear, though.
Maybe.
Probably.
But he was also a good player.
He was a good player, so it really depends.
June 9th, 1961, New York City, New York. Screenwriter, author, I don't know if you'll know this name. Very, very famous writer. And if you don't know this name, I suggest you look up some other things he's done, because I guarantee you've seen a lot of the movies that are on this list. He's an American film and TV writer, producer, best known for creating the TV series The Newsroom and The West Wing. He also wrote screenplays for the critically acclaimed films A Few Good Men, The Social Network, Moneyball, and most recently, The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Initials.
A.S.?
A.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Alan Steinbeck.
That would be Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin.
If you don't know that name, I very highly suggest. He's one of my favorite writers. I almost said great dude. Don't know a lot about him, but
okay.
great writer. Very good writer. Very
makes
good
writer. Stuff.
Yes, fantastic.
Okay.
Have you seen Trial of Chicago 7?
I haven't yet.
Very
no.
good flick. And then finally, this one would have been hard to pull, and I didn't see it until just now, but Les Paul. Man who has the guitar named after him.
Oh, okay.
It's his birthday today.
I could have probably pulled that.
Passed
if you
away
just
at the
told
age
me
of 94.
He had his name.
Yeah, fair enough. But he has number one hits such as How High the Moon. But
okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Good for him. We love you guys.